Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of Weekly Conversation. Folks, I'm your host, the man with the mic. We got an amazing show for you today. Thank you so much. Has anyone seen, you know, like Gavin Newsom's trying to pass laws against assault weapons? I wonder how that's going to go over because there's really no such thing as an assault weapon. Don't worry, folks. Hopefully pretty soon we'll find out if you can celebrate Christmas. You know, because Dr. Fauci tells us what we can and cannot do, so don't worry, folks. We'll know soon enough. Like a year ago, he said, once the vaccines come out, we'll be getting back to normal. He made that kind of announcement. Now, don't worry. You'll probably, if we need to have boosters every year, you know, America is just going to have to get used to it. I mean, they act like with this COVID-19, like, okay, well, if you have to have three boosters every year, just every infant, every newborn, every, you know, no matter what. I mean, they're not going to be satisfied until every single, to where they start injecting a vaccine into the baby in the womb. Okay. I thought we had freedom in this country. I guess not. Chris Wallace is leaving Fox News, thank God. I mean, Fox News has gone in the toilet, in my opinion. But, you know, Chris Wallace, what a waste of space he is. I mean, that's what, like, when they had those debates, oh, we'll have Fox News as one of the news anchors that's going to, and let's pick the most anti-American, anti-Trump liberal on that network. Because someone goes, one of your debates is, Chris has Fox News. I'm like, are you kidding me? Might as well have Chris Cuomo doing the dang thing. With Chris Wallace, Chris Cuomo, what's the difference? Durable goods inflation breaks all-time 1970s high as prices rise 14.9%. Way to go, China Joe. Don't worry, folks. It's only taken the White House 3 weeks, and it's the First Lady Joe Biden that's going to go up to Waukesha for the Christmas massacre, the Christmas parade massacre. Yeah, what's going to be about 4 or 5 months before they get down to Kentucky to view the damage from this past weekend's tornadoes? It's pathetic. Don't worry, then you got Bill de Blasio. He's wanting to do legislation that will shut you up so that you can't, like, if you dislike, like, to where you can't disagree with the way your kids are being taught. We got an NBA player, a Boston Celtics player, that's actually a center, that's actually standing up. Kane Tier, he's actually standing up for freedom, and he's going to call out all these people. And these people that, like, Cuba's great. Yeah, well then why don't you, LeBron James, go live in Cuba as a citizen, not as someone that's in the regime that's going to be living high on the hog. Why don't you live as one of the people that have nothing? You can be one of the book readers, because they have people that read books to all the people that are, like, working in the factories. But did you hear Brian Wallace and his signing off from NBC, that cryptic message he gave? It's pretty creepy, you know, like about, like, America burning from the inside and all this stuff. Brian Williams. I'm not an American. Yes, he is. But he's not a Republican or a Democrat. He's an institutionalist, and he supports this institution called America. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. Think about that as you're going through your day today. What a program we got for you lined up today, folks. I want to thank you so much. It's amazing when you look at all these and you got all these people that are like leaving. I mean, Chris Wallace is gone. I mean, he should have been gone a long time ago. I mean, but it's just like, yeah, sayonara, Sodom. See ya. I mean, I just don't understand, you know, like why it took so long to get someone. I mean, that guy should have been. And I know they've always tried to be like the liberals don't care. The media is not going to care if you have a Fox News channel and it has some people that are not all left or right, you know, that they have liberals and stuff on there. They don't care, but I think they just wanted to have some people there just to make it look like. They were going to dog you no matter what. If you had liberals or didn't have liberals or whatever. I mean, this country is just sad. I mean, it's just falling apart and no one cares. I mean, you got 3 weeks after this Christmas parade massacre, you got Joe Biden. Yeah, I think I'll just kind of show up, something like that, whatever, you know. I think what you have, when you have like Brian Willis leaving and, you know, there are people that were like, I honestly think there are some people that are in this philosophy of, we got a country here, and they didn't like Trump, but Biden, they didn't like, yeah, we'll give Biden a try because we don't like Trump, and you have a philosophy where, well, wait a minute, yeah, we didn't want Biden, we wanted Trump. Well, they didn't want Trump, but they didn't think Biden was going to, well, no, they wanted Biden, maybe, but not this. They wanted someone that wasn't Trump, but not really this. It's going to be interesting. But when you have, like, Brian Williams say he's not a Republican or Democrat, he's an institutionalist, and this institution is going down the drain, and he said his biggest worries are for this country, that it's falling apart. The truth is, I'm not a liberal or a conservative. I'm an institutionalist, and I believe in this place and in my love of country. I yield to no one, Williams said. However, that the darkness on the edge of town had spread across neighborhoods and communities, appearing now at the local bar and bowling alley, at the school board and the grocery store, and it must be acknowledged and answered for. Grown men and women who swore an oath to our Constitution, elected by their constituents, possessing the kinds of college degrees I could only dream of, have decided to join the mob and become something they are not, while hoping we somehow forget who they were. Williams continued without pointing to any leaders or lawmakers specifically. They've decided to burn it all down with us inside. That should scare you to no end as much as it scares an aging volunteer fireman, he added. They're going to burn it down with all of us inside. I think a lot of what you're seeing here is, I think you're seeing a lot of people who are like, well, I didn't want Trump, but I didn't vote for this. I didn't want this. You know, it's like, they don't want, like, they didn't like Trump, but Biden is the other extreme. And they didn't think. Yeah, that's right. They didn't think. They did think. When he said, on day one, I'm going to get rid of America first. Beauty. Oh, yeah, that's right. What does get rid of America first mean? Anybody? Anybody? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's going to put everyone else and their mother in front of us. I mean, there's like a $4.9 trillion, like, Build Back Better thing they're trying to dump. Dude, they're getting these things massively passed. Dude, this country's done for. I mean, why am I paying taxes if they're just going to ignore me and just keep spending money? Don't worry, folks. That's why we got Gavin Newsom. He's going to save the day because he's pushing for lawsuits against assault weapon manufacturers. Even though there's no such thing as an assault weapon, because my wife, you know, I know people that own guns. And guess what, folks? Oh, yeah. I can assault you with a baseball bat. So what determines an assault baseball bat? Do I have to hit somebody with the baseball bat for it to be considered an assault bat? This is a Louisville Slugger. It's an assault bat. Hello, folks, and welcome back to Channel 7 News. Folks, as reported earlier today, three teenage kids took out assault bats and beat a little boy to death. That's right, folks. Now we got our own man on the scene, Mr. Sandman. Yes, that's right, Joe. I'm Mr. Sandman. And earlier today, about 2 o'clock, we had three kids that used assault bats and really beat a guy to death. A little kid. Assault weapons. There's no such thing as an assault rifle. And that comes from the country that is like so bad. Don't worry, folks. What you're gonna do is you're gonna put your mask down, take a bite, and put your mask back up. We're gonna lock you down. We're gonna shut you up. You're gonna have to be vaccinated if you're you're gonna have to get injected. The baby will in the womb. Yeah, mark my words. I bet you California will not, if the baby has not had some sort of vaccine injected into it before it leaves the womb, they won't allow it out. You're going to have to put a mask on that baby, that newborn. All these places that have the worst crime and the worst problems, why don't they try the opposite? If all the banning of stuff and locking down and shutting down, if all this stuff if all this stuff does not stop the problem, why don't you try the exact opposite? It's kind of like, okay, well, we're doing this and we're losing customers, so maybe it's because you're doing something that's wrong. Maybe if you're having problems with this, why don't you continue to keep doing it? No, you change. Okay, folks, they're figuring out, yeah, we were trying to do some trick plays. Yeah, they caught on to us. Come on, folks. If you live in a state and the homeless problem is bad, why don't you change the policies? Instead of keeping the same policies that are making the homeless problem worse and worse and worse, and negating them, it's like, okay, this is what made the homeless problem bad. Let's continue. Let's add on to it. It's kind of like the national debt is causing massive inflation, so let's continue. Let's continue to spend to get rid of so we need to spend more to get rid of the debt and inflation and everything. If these spending bills aren't going to cost a dime, then why are they going to raise the debt ceiling? Answer that one question. I want to hear someone really give me a legitimate answer. Why do we need to raise the debt ceiling if this stimulus bill is not going to cost a penny? That's because, I learned something. See, my dad taught me things. My dad taught me nothing is free. See, that's what my dad taught me some stuff. I do want to thank eBay for this now, because they have like an app, they have a button that you can go through and filter stuff, and you can go down to 30 sold. And it's amazing, because you'll see some items that are like, they sell for like 50 cents, a dollar, $3, and there's someone worth like $40 for it. Yeah, what do you want for? And then I've called people out before, like, what do you want $40 for this when there are people that can't even give them away? Like, there were a couple people that had, like, Death to Superman's unopened, they want $20. I'm like, yeah, there's like six of them that were selling for 99 cents and couldn't even get a bid. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're going to ban assault weapons. We're going to go after the manufacturers of assault weapons. I'd love to have a judge say, okay, yeah, you can't ban what doesn't exist, sir. You can't file a lawsuit against that. So, it's a made-up term, dude. So, like a hate crime. It's bullcrap. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. But don't get your hopes up about Christmas yet, folks. Dr. Fauci hasn't given us his blessing. Yeah, I don't care. I'll be going 100 miles an hour, blowing past a National Guard barricade if I have to see family. Nope. Give me liberty or give me death. It doesn't say, give me liberty if Dr. Fauci says it's okay. I'm not afraid to die. I'm afraid to live on my knees in a world run by lesser men who control the destiny of my children. These woke liberals, you sound like the Native Americans believe in the government back then when they said, you can have this land. This land is yours as long as the grass grows. Yeah. Don't think so. Not today. Sorry. If my history lessons taught me anything, it's don't trust the government. Our forefathers fought to get away from the government that they're trying to shove down our throats now. But it's okay. Don't worry, folks. We're going to make airplanes out of beef. We're going to solve all our problems. We're going to ban assault bats. I could kill somebody with a potato using a potato gun. But I probably could do it. We're going to ban potatoes because they're a bullet. After a kid is fatally wounded from a potato gun, parents ask the government to ban potatoes. I could see that. As I know you're out there laughing, but I could see that. Don't worry, folks. That's this world we live in. Remove all warning labels and let the natural selection take care of itself. Problem solved. Problem solved. If you're stupid enough to take a laundry detergent pot and eat it, then you should, if you're dumb enough to put a chemical in your mouth that's meant to take away permanent marker and stuff, then that's your problem. It's kind of like, if you ever heard one of my favorite things, and this sums up what I'm about to say. If you ever saw, but I'm telling you for the last time, it's one of my favorite stand-ups by Jerry Seinfeld. And he goes, remember, for Halloween, I did the ghost, the hobo, and this and that. And finally, I was like 6 years old. I was able, my parents took me out. I got the Superman costume, That was a piece of work. That little mask there with that little rubber band with those cheap staples that, after 2 seconds to have another snap, and then you keep tying it until things slicing in your face and you can't breathe. I gotta get the candy. But on the side of the thing, it had warning, do not attempt to fly. And he's like, I want to meet the kid that's stupid enough to think he can fly, being Superman with that costume on, but smart enough to read the side of the box. Well, I think I can. Wait a minute here. What's this other? And that's this world. You shouldn't have to put a damn warning label on the Tide Pod. Now, I understand, a two-year-old, but if it's nowhere near it to anyone that's over the age of five, that's stupid enough to eat a Tide Pod, they deserve what they get. If it's in a laundry detergent container, come on. I guess I never thought of drinking chemicals from the... My mom never got that stuff out of the cleaning closet to put in the food. If it's going to clean up dog piss, then what's it going to do to my insides? I think I'll just use it to spray on the carpet. Yeah, I'm not going to.
Holy.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing, kid?
Good, good. How are you?
You know what you're talking about? I'm all right. You're talking about the Tide Pods. I think that was a craze amongst the stupid college undergrads for a while. How about the time when Trump was in office? He said he believed that hydroxychloroquine was a pretty good therapeutic. And then whoever that guy was, he was married. So you would have thought he was at the age of maturity to know some common sense. He drinks what he thought was hydroxychloroquine from a fish tank cleaner. Now tell me that's not fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And then they go blame Trump.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. This is why we're in the mess when we got stupid Americans here. And not just immigrants, but natural-born Americans that were just plain stupid. But I did hear two great things this week, although they are of a negative nature. The first thing I heard, and I'm sure you heard about it too, was that this puts an end to any liberal or any jackass who says that you should take the vaccines. Did you read about the first batch of documents that was released by Pfizer because of the FOIA request?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard it.
What'd you think? Yeah. What'd you think about it?
That's crazy. Well, they say, well, I don't, I'm wondering if they're going to, be forced to release all the documents, because they say it would take like 75 years or something. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that.
Go ahead.
That's their stupid excuse. They first wanted 55 years. They said they couldn't be able to give the documents to the other side in 55 years, and they're requesting 75 years. Luckily, there is a judge that maybe cannot be bribed, and he said, you're going to release 500 documents a month. And in the first 500 documents, what do we find? That Pfizer knew about 1,200 deaths because of the vaccine within the first 90 days of the so-called vaccine being administered, and they covered it up. So any liberal who says you got to take the vaccine, it's perfectly safe, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, I know.
They
had a lady that was involved in the trials, and she said that when they found, like, people were having, like, paralysis in their left arm or their left leg or whatever, they were told to kind of sweep it under the rug and told, shut up about it. We need to get this thing through. And she was being, like, when they had adverse reactions or adverse effects or, yeah, this guy's going on 2 months and he can't move his arm still, just shut up about it. And when she tried to call him out, she was blacklisted.
Yeah. I told somebody on another show. They believe that the vaccines are safe. I said, why do you do that? Why are you telling people these vaccines are safe? He says, well, I read the science. So I said, oh, yeah? You read the science. That's nice. What about the whistleblower from Pfizer? What about the former head administrative officials in Pfizer? They say that this vaccine is dangerous. What about the whistleblowers from the CDC? He says, well, you're always going to get discontented people and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know, they got an excuse for everything. But, of course, what they use the excuse for, they never use the same excuse for them when their observations and their eyesight and their hearing, all of a sudden, they're stupid. But, can't use the same kind of excuse with them. So now with this, with these documents from Pfizer, not made up by anybody else, given from, it's the smoking gun, given from the company itself, nobody can say shit. I hope I meet somebody face-to-face who says to me these vaccines are still safe regardless of these documents, because I'd like to smack him or her right into the middle of next week, because that person's just too fucking stupid to even be in my, on Earth.
Oh, I know. It's like I told this one guy, I said, have you ever heard of someone that debated getting the flu shot until they got the flu, and then after they got the flu, they decided to get the shot? You never have, because they always tell you, once you get the flu, you can't get it again because you have the antibodies, and your body's designed to fight it. But I know so many people that they got the COVID, and they were sick. And, as soon as they got better, I got to get that vaccine now. That COVID was so bad. I'm like, well, don't you have the antibodies to fight it, because you can actually donate your blood and your plasma, and they can extract those antibodies to do antibody therapy to help people fight it. You are stupid if you're going to give away all your autoimmune and all your antibodies for a vaccine when you already have natural immunity, which is 100 times better, and it's been proven.
Well, with the COVID, but with the flu, you can always get the flu again. There's no such thing as a cure against the flu, no matter how often they try. So
once you get it, you can't get that year's flu until next year. Then the next year, That's why they keep having these flu shots every year to try to combat the, which does nothing. But like,
yeah.
My doctor's always told me that like, once you get it, this flu for this season, you can't get it again until the new variant comes around.
Yeah, well, the flu's of the coronavirus family, so as far as I know, they've got about a fucking million of these things floating around.
Yep.
But the COVID itself, once you get it, your antibodies are way better. As a matter of fact, I think some tests have been done of people who've been vaxxed versus versus people who've been unvaxxed. And those people who have been unvaxxed are carrying around antibodies which are stronger than the ones that are unvaxxed. So, but people don't want to do the research. They don't want to listen to the other side. But that's okay, because this is the smoking gun. Thank God for FOIA. If it weren't for the Freedom of Information Act and a bunch of brave lawyers and doctors pushing forward, we would all be under this asshole called Fauci.
Yep.
What an asshole this guy is.
Oh, I know. And he's been, and that's the thing I tell people, because I've had people give me crap all the time. I'm like, well, in the very beginning, we didn't social distance enough. We didn't wear a mask enough. And then Dr. Fauci came out and said, well, once we get these vaccines, the pandemic won't last much longer. And now they're saying, well, you may have to have one or two booster shots every year. You know, that's probably going to be something that you got to be prepared to do, because that's going to be coming down the line. And it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
My stance hasn't changed. The more you comply, the more they're just going to keep making you do crap and keep this pandemic going. And they don't understand it. Like, how can you not see that they keep changing their stance every month? Now there's a new variant. Now you need a new shot or do this, or they keep changing.
Yeah, because they don't do the research. They just keep relying on the authority figures. They don't know how to do research. They don't want to do it. They think the government is there to protect them. That's their whole problem. I believe that governments are not there to protect you. Governments have to always be and always have to have a watchful eye from the citizens. Otherwise, it doesn't matter if it's a republic or a democracy or a nation in the Western industrialized society. A government eventually will be overrun by psychopaths who will want to conquer you, kill you, control you. But people don't know that. They don't believe it. They don't like politics. And I can't even say that I blame them, because I was the same way one time. I didn't want to be bothered with politics. Politics to me was boring. But when I got into it and I realized just how important politics is, then I changed my mind.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And that's what I try to do. That's the number one question I get asked, like, by my wife, like, how do you get to people that are never going to change? Like, I don't care. I'm not going to believe no matter what you show me. I don't care. I'm not going to believe you. And it's like, you need to wake up. You don't see that the government, I trust this government as much as the Native Americans did when they're like, oh, you can have this land as long as the grass grows.
Right. Yeah.
I don't.
Right.
I mean, I've seen too much. I remember this was on Fox News a long, long, long time ago, and they had some guy, and he was in Congress, and he's really, really old, and who knows what the bill was, and they said, Bill 2641, all in favor say aye. One person said aye. All those say nay, and they all said nay, and he slams the gavel. Motion passes. He was so senile, so out of it, didn't know what day it was, just like Joe Biden, and he passes, and they pass this thing, even though everyone said nay. No one questioned it, say, wait a minute. Nope, they passed it.
Nobody said anything after
that? Yeah, it's crazy. You have people that live off the government called politicians. I mean, if I could get away with half the stuff these politicians did, I'd be in prison if I did half the stuff they did.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing that's even worse. In the Greek Constitution itself, I didn't believe this, but I downloaded the Greek Constitution written in Greek, then I had it translated, you know, with a translator online.
Mm-hmm.
In that Constitution, if you're a member of their parliament, you will never go to jail for any crime as long as you're a member. You cannot be prosecuted for any crime.
Oh, wow.
What kind of get out of jail free card is that?
That's nuts.
I know. I'm surprised Greece just hasn't nuked itself. When you have a constitution like that, which gives that.
I think Joe got disconnected. But yeah, you have the same thing going on in this country right now. We have politicians that pass laws that they're exempt from following themselves. It's nuts. Oh yeah, the Obamacare, oh, it's so great that, are you guys first in line? You guys get like priority time to be the first ones to use Obamacare.org? And use the, oh no, wait, but you're exempt? Sure. Oh, wow, that's right. This wonderful healthcare that they try to shove down our throats, they're exempt for. You know, it's like, why do I have to pay taxes if the government's just going to pass trillions of dollars in spending? Because, I mean, I wish I could just spend my way out of debt like this government's doing. Sure. I mean, it doesn't work that way. Nope, I actually have to live within my means. Not this government. Don't worry, folks. You got me elected. I guarantee you. Hold on. Once I get this stimulus through, you'll get your money. Don't worry. That's this world we live in. That the Greek Constitution, if you're in the parliament, you can't be charged. Well, yeah, that's basically our government. Don't worry, folks. Get into the government and any crap that we force on the American citizens, you will be exempt from using. Welcome back.
Hey, I got disconnected in mid-sense again. It's been happening to me a lot. I think it's my app.
Sure.
So what I was saying before I got disconnected was that to see for yourself, Google the Greek Constitution, download it, and check it out for yourself.
I will tonight. Yeah, I got to see that. Because it's like I was talking about, like, when you were disconnected. I don't know if you heard that, but I'm like, you know, that's kind of like our government because, oh, is the government getting first dibs on Obamacare.org, the Obamacare website? No, they don't have to use this great healthcare system. Like I told this guy, I said, if this healthcare that they're trying to shove down your throat is so great, why are they exempt from it? Why aren't the politicians using it? They should want to use
exactly.
It because it's so good.
Yep.
All these laws that they pass, they're exempt from, except for these stimulus bills, and that's just to give kickbacks to people to help them get in the office in the first place. So.
Yeah. And the other negative thing which I heard, which enlightened me this week, was, do you know about BlackRock and Vanguard?
No, not right offhand.
Okay, well, Vanguard and BlackRock are hedge funds. So hedge funds, they own trillions of dollars in assets, these two anyway. And what that means is that they buy shares as part of their mission, as part of their objective, is to buy shares in order to make money off the shares, whether it goes up or down. So they own trillions of dollars. So the thing is that I've asked myself, how does corruption become so coordinated, so prolific throughout the United States, where it seems as though it's very easy to disseminate corrupt information from corrupt governor to corrupt mayor to corrupt sheriff, et cetera, throughout all the 50 states. So, you know, and people say, you know what, you can't have a conspiracy like the Illuminati or the Cabal because people would eventually rat them out. There'll be whistleblowers. You can't have a conspiracy that far and that wide, all that bullshit. So what happens is that BlackRock and Vanguard own major shares in the major companies, like the six media companies that control all of the media. They own the agricultural companies. They own a lot of industries. So by these two companies owning the primary stakes as shareholders in these companies, they tell these companies what to do and how to do it through their board of directors, et cetera. So that's one way of doing it, because you don't need to have 1,000 people trying to conspire together in order to get their mission done. All you need is just a few. As a matter of fact, if you own BlackRock and own Vanguard because you're a shareholder in their company and you're a major stockholder in those two companies, then you own America. Now, since I don't own any shares in them, and I'm pretty sure you don't, and even if we did, we wouldn't own enough shares to, you know, to have a vote count. But there, a lot of the 150 richest families in the world own these two companies, and therefore own the stocks, you know, in agriculture, media, other industries in America, England, France, Germany. And is by taking a look at that, then you know it's very easy for the cabal and the Illuminati, or just only a small group of people, to control what's going on in America. So yeah. When I learned about that, I said, that makes sense, you know? It absolutely makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what do you think about that?
Because I've heard of that Vanguard, now that you mentioned it. I have heard of that hedge fund, and it kind of goes back to the days of people going into the lobby and sitting down with the president and saying, here, I want you to do this for me. And they were lobbying for him. And, hey, I've got this money. You do this for me, and I'll do this for you. And they would get what they wanted, whether, hey, you gave me all this money. I've got to do this for you. And we want this to happen in America. We're going to buy into this. Since we own this, we're going to have you do this. It's all kickbacks. It all makes sense.
Well, I'm not talking about the backroom type of deals. Yeah, that makes sense. What I'm saying is, for example, Vanguard, I used to be not a shareholder. I used to be a depositor in Vanguard when they had the mutual funds. But when you're the owner of a hedge fund and you buy shares of stocks, you know, like I said, in order to see if the stocks are going to go up or down and make money that way. But when you buy, let's say, 51%, they own CNN. They own Fox. So if you own the company that owns Fox and CNN, you have a room. You automatically have a seat at the board of directors, practically, because if you have a major share of votes, when it comes time for those annual votes to be collected and to vote on issues that the company wants to engage in, you're a major stockholder. You say, hey, CNN, I don't want you favoring Trump. I want you to talk out about him. So you talk to the head of CNN, because his company is owned by the company you own. So you own them. So that's how it's done. You know, it's not even backroom deals. You just send a memo to the you don't even have to meet them. You just send a memo to the CEO of a particular company, and you say, I own more shares in your company than you do. You know?
Yeah.
So you're going to do what I tell you.
Yeah.
Of course, they're not that blunt, but that's what it, in effect is what it is.
Yeah. And that's scary that goes on. But people wouldn't, I mean, even though that's out in the open, you know, they still, people, I don't know what is it going to take to wake people up to say, hey, this is actually going on.
I don't think anything will. I think there are a lot of people. I think they can actually be thrown out into the street, right? Suffer eviction, suffer blackouts, suffer lack of food, and they will still blame Trump. Or if they're a Democrat, they'll blame the Republicans. If they're a Republican, they'll blame the Democrats. they won't think that it's the Illuminati or that the federal government's responsible. They'll just think something happened, or if there are corrupt people in the federal government, they were just stupid. They weren't corrupt. They were just stupid, and they made bad mistakes. That's what they'll think. I literally think that there are people who were too fucking stupid to ever wake up.
Oh, I know. I mean, when I think it was a year ago or whatever, when Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, let it slip about the New World Order. Oh, that whatever, that's not real. I don't know what that meant, but there's no New World Order. That's not real. There's no government conspiracy.
Yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous. Of course,
it's nuts. And this is one thing I kind of feel like, there are people that have been toying with this notion of having a worldwide one government passport that in the beginning is, it's so that if you want to go to England or France or Germany or Australia or New Zealand, you're all on the same page with what you have to do to comply in there. In the same, so you don't have to sit there. Well, in England you need 4 booster shots, where in America you only need 2 or whatever. Everyone's on the same page. And I'm like, well, the more I thought about that, I'm like, hey, Hitler couldn't get the New World Order through and a one world government through with a war, so why not do it with the, because who's going to control this? Because there are countries that want to have a universal passport, that if it's green, you can travel anywhere in the world. If it's red, then nope. And if the government deems you're not a model citizen, then they can make your passport red no matter how compliant you are with shots or whatever they demand.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole problem. If it's universal, in a world that's populated by nothing but good people, that would be a time saver. But in our particular world, on our planet, no. You have to have sovereignty. You have to have sovereign nations installing and following their own laws. And then, of course, if you're going to have any kind of passport, if it's going to be predicated upon your being a good boy, then, what's the use? They're just going to say, you know what, you didn't get your shot, or you didn't comply with this law. We're putting you on our watch list, and you can't fly.
Yep.
And a lot of people say, you know what, that's a good idea because, we don't want all the dissidents and the potential rioters to fly around the place. Yeah, you know what? If these people get left behind and if they die because of their stupidity, I could care less. And yep. I'm saying if their stupidity. Now, ignorance is one thing. If you're just not getting the right information and people are not explaining it to you, okay. But if somebody's actually trying to wake you up and you're resisting it all the way, and not only you're resisting it, but you're actually being kind of obnoxious in the bargain, and I find out that you died as a result of taking 3 or 4 booster shots, I'm not going to feel sorry for you except for 5 seconds. I feel sorry for you as a human. But as a stupid human, okay, you kept on thinking that these vaccines were safe. You kept on resisting people trying to tell you that vaccines were going to kill you. Now you pay the price for your stupidity. We can't save everybody. Bye-bye.
Exactly. We have a lady that goes to my church, and she got the vaccine and so concerned, and she's going on 3 months, and she's been technically, because I think it was 14 days after the second shot before you're considered fully vaccinated. Since like 10 days after her second shot, she has had, in the last like 3 months, she's had the flu. She has COVID right now. She's had pneumonia. She's had strep throat. She's had sinus infection. She's been sick off and on at least almost every week. She's had something, and she's been to the hospital and everything ever since she got the shots. And she's like, I thought this was supposed to keep me from getting all this. I'm like, we tried to warn you. We tried to wake you up. It's too late now.
You know what? She's also the kind, I don't know if she is personally, but there are people like that who have gotten sick and they went back for the booster shots. I wouldn't be surprised if she goes back for the booster shot.
I wouldn't be surprised either, because so many people, Because I know people that were never had a problem. They were never sick, never had a problem. And as soon as they got the vaccine, they're like, oh, I need the second one because I'm sick. And then when they, because I know three people that have already gotten the boosters. I'm like, are you, I just want to scream. I'm like, are you serious? Well, and they're like, oh, I've gotten COVID since I got the vaccine, so I need to get the booster.
Oh, man.
I'm like, you can't, I wish duct tape fixed stupid because it'd be a cheap fix.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? But you know what? Those people, if they get one more booster, from one doctor, he says that if you get the third, you know, the first two shots, you have a shot of living. You got a chance. But from the third shot on, okay, you're going to die. But, you know, you could die in a month. You could die in 5 years, but you're going to die. Now, if these people get fourth boosters, fifth boosters, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to have a lifespan of more than 2 years, if that.
Yeah.
I think you better prepare your church for a lot of coffins.
I know. Thank God we have a lot of people that, like our pastor said, I'm not getting it. No way. Never. He goes, it's up to you, but no way. I mean, and that's how I am. I'm like, the only way that thing's getting in me is if they've killed me and injected in me after I died.
Yeah, I hear you. But you know what they're thinking of now? They're thinking of not just kind of knocking on your door to find out if you've taken it or not. They're thinking about having cops come to the door with either eventually, or medical personnel will shoot you with the vaccine, the so-called vaccine, right inside your house. They want to make sure you're going to die.
Yeah. I mean, the pro-vaxxers won't stop until they are injecting newborns in the womb.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That is sick.
Yeah, it is.
You have not just the newborns, but, of course, people below the age of, let's say, 11. According to some doctors, these kids have better immunity and have a chance of dying, something like 1 in 1 million from COVID. So there's no need for them to get a shot. And if they do get the shot, the chance of their dying is like 1 in 16 or something like that. So
This
is all planned. This has to be a planned operation to kill people.
Yep.
You can't be that stupid.
Oh, I know. And people, it's sad that people aren't seeing it.
Yeah, but again, as time goes by, I'm going to feel, maybe I'll feel more sympathy towards them. I don't know, but I doubt it. But I do know that when we talk to people, unless we actually show them real evidence, they're not going to believe what we say. But I have a feeling it wouldn't matter. Like I said, these FOIA documents that from Pfizer that were released and showing that 1,200 deaths occurred in the first 90 days. You can't get more of a smoking gun than that. And like I said, if I come across people face to face and if I start acting as though they're going to be the defense attorneys for Pfizer, I just like to smack them into the middle of next week. I mean, that's a pure activity.
Yep. It is.
I'd be interested. You know, you should invite liberals on your show. I like to call in and find out what they say. If you tell them, did you read about the documents that said that Pfizer knew about 1,200 deaths in the first 90 days? I like to hear what they say.
Oh, I know. It's like one of my – I have a friend that lives near Chicago. And he tore off one of those, because on the gas station they have the I did that and has Biden pointing to him, and he ripped it off. He goes, Biden's not the problem with the gas. That's not the reason why the gas price is up. It's not Biden's fault. And I'm like, Lord help you. He was the one that got rid of the pipeline. He's the one that wanted to make us not energy independent. I mean, That's one thing I told one of my friends on day one. Biden said he was getting rid of America first. What does that mean? Who's going to be first then if he's not putting America first?
Yeah,
it's
Build
refugees?
Back Better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it England that's going to be ahead of us? Is China going to be ahead of us? Is Russia? Because he's not putting you first because you're an American.
And the immigrants are first, not the natural born American. That's another thing that pisses me off.
Yeah, like my wife said, you want to plan a vacation in Mexico and come across the border and get that money. I said no,
yeah.
I want to earn what I have.
Yeah, but that's an idea. You know, you put on a mustache, a real mustache, P type of mustache. Put on a gaucho hat. Go over there, come across the border. You know, you can be fixed for life. You can get money for a mortgage, free health care. Yeah.
Yep.
Jeez, that's crazy. In any case,
yeah.
I'm gonna let you go. So.
All right.
I'll talk to you again. All right.
All right. Later, man. Bye bye.
Okay. Take it easy.
You too. But it's like, when did we start putting other people in this country first instead of our own citizens and our own veterans? You know, it's like in California, in that country, people want those people get first class medical treatment if they're illegal. But, you know, you have vets killing themselves in the parking lot because the VA ain't giving them the treatment that they deserve. The world we live in, folks, it's really sad. And there is some lights at the end of the tunnel. There are some lights and there are some good things. I mean, like, I'm going to get into this with about 2 minutes left. Yeah, like, I am, like my thing on Facebook, my page is about to get shut down. Well, it's like, I posted something about the origins of peroxide and hydrogen peroxide, what you can use it for, and it came up as partially false. So that means it's mostly true. I mean, I'm afraid to joke on Facebook because I'm afraid they're going to say, well, if you post something about if you put a joke about COVID, well, that's not, they'll say that because, like, I'm blocked for, like, there's something that I'm restricted for 90 days because I'm, quote, I shared stuff from the Epoch Times, and these videos came up as sharing falsified information, and I'm pushing fake new, like it's fake stuff, and I'm like, okay. Epoch Times, like I do due diligence. We do our research, you know. We don't just, and if there's something I say that's wrong, I correct myself. Hey, well, I said this, and that's... You know, because I'll tell you when it's my opinion and when it's my fact. When it's something that this is my opinion, and this is what I know to be science fact. You know, like anyone says, then you should have get the vaccine, follow the science. Okay, well, then follow the science too. Baby birth begins at conception. You know, having a baby begins at conception, and also there's only two genders. Yeah, these people that want me to follow the science believe in like 25 different genders and whatever. But just know, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually put due to our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Wednesday, good night all. God bless you and goodbye.